Welcome to The Chalene Show. Chalene is a New York Times bestselling author, celebrity fitness trainer, and obsessed with helping you live your dream life.
Hey there. Welcome to this edition of The Chalene Show, recorded from my iPhone in the car with my husband, Brett. Kind of a different take on a typical Chalene Show, but I thought it's one thing to like script out everything and talk about tips and, you know, explain the best practices, etc. But there's also a side of me I know where when someone does that, I want to know, like, what did the conversation really look like? And what did that really go down like? And how does this really apply in everyday life? I mean, I listen to a lot of advice programs and podcasts, and sometimes I think to myself, that's not possible. Like, things don't really happen that way. It's just not that simple. So I thought what I would do is start including some just general thoughts as they come to me and in the car from my iPhone. This is the first example of that. I think these will be shorter episodes, but I hope that they're more real, kind of like reality TV meets podcast. And I want to know what you think. So off to the show, but don't forget to let me know what you think about this episode. You can do that by leaving your comments about this specific episode in a review on iTunes, or you know how to reach me. You know how to reach me in social media. I'm everywhere. And of course, probably the place at the moment, let's see, this is the end of January, beginning of February 2017. At the moment, the social media platform that I'm currently obsessed with is Snapchat, but you can also find me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all the normal places. But the easiest way to reach me at the moment is probably with a direct message on Snapchat. So please let me know what you think after this episode. Off to the show. I'm here with Brett, and we're driving down to see our house, which sounds, I don't even know how to say it, because we bought a house in a beach city near where we live now, and it was quite an investment, but we wanted like our own house. How do I say this? This is terrible already. It's already a bad idea because I don't have my thoughts collected. Okay, I'm just going to keep going. So we bought a house down by the beach, but it's not our dream house. And in order for us to move and both of us be happy, it needs to be our dream house. So in order for it to be our dream house, we have to redo this house, if you will. And the way we want to redo it is going to probably take about like a year in total from purchase to move in, is what we're guessing. Now, I'm telling you guys this because, especially if you follow me on Snapchat, people are like freaking out because they're like, wait, I thought you were, you know, so much of your story is about building your dream house and being in your dream house and the garage and the podcasting room and how you like never have to leave. And so why are you moving? So I felt like this deserves an adequate explanation, and hopefully it helps you to decide where you want to be and what you want to do with your life. There are seasons in life, and we are entering into a season where soon it'll be
just the two of us.
Soon, because Sierra's in her junior year, and next year will be her senior year, and Brock's in college. So, you know, do we really need 12,000 square feet? Do we really need like a giant basketball court? No, we're not playing basketball. And there's just too many rooms and too much house, and as much as I freaking love that house, I have faith that the house that we are designing and creating will be our new dream house, and we're driving down to it right now. So what do you think about that view, honey?
The view is insane. It's spectacular. Now, our view at our current house is insane, but it's city lights and, you know, like mountains and stuff like that. And this is like beach. Tranquil. It's
ocean.
How does
the beach make you feel?
Like I do when I'm cooking, just nice and calm and relaxed and like...
Like, do you feel differently when we drive down here?
Well, I don't think I feel like I've always felt like when I go to the beach.
Which is?
Just like it's a fun place for me. It's got a lot of good memories. I like the beach. I love the snow too, but I like to visit the snow. I like to, I want to live at the beach and visit the snow. It's been my motto for the last, you know, 15 years.
As long as we've been together, you've always wanted to live at the beach. As long as we've been together. And when we first had kids, we talked about how... Probably would. Do you want to park at the house?
No.
Park right here?
Yeah, let's park down here. So all right. Be close to the car.
We, you know, I remember talking about living at the beach when we had little ones, and I just thought, when you live here in Southern California, if you live at the beach, what is that person dressed up as? There's a stormtrooper down here at the beach, people. But if you live at the beach, you don't have a yard. Period, end of subject. You just don't. You have a house. You have a big house. But if you want a yard, you're not going to be at the beach. So I wanted a yard when the kids were little so that they could go outside and play and just, I wanted a yard. I grew up in Michigan and that was important to me. So we kind of made that compromise and we also always agreed that at some point we would move to the beach. And so, ladies and gentlemen, that is why eventually we will move to the beach. Eventually. Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
But first, I mean, I'm with you too. The house that we bought isn't my dream home either.
It's not?
Not the home itself. I mean, like if we would have just moved into that house, that wouldn't have been fun.
Oh, you mean that we've redone it?
Before redoing it. Like if we had just bought the house, moved into it, didn't do anything to it, that wouldn't have been good.
No.
But
this house is a complete remodel.
Complete remodel. I mean, they've already, we showed up 2 weeks of not seeing it, and it's completely like walls are torn down and there's plumbing sticking out and it's just crazy. And it's kind of fun because even the house that we're in right now is our dream house in terms of like
how we didn't build it.
But we didn't build it.
Right. So this one will kind of, we're taking it down to, what do they call that?
The nub?
I don't know. Taking it down to the foundation pretty much.
Yeah. We're leaving like one or two walls up.
So we'll be able to redo the whole thing. And yeah, our house that we are in now, we redecorated, but we didn't take walls. Well, we did take a couple walls down.
Yeah,
a couple walls. But not much. Anyways, that's just an update. And I am going to tell you that I'm apprehensive about it because I can't picture what the house will look like when we're done. I'm apprehensive about it because I'm like, you know, we're not in that season yet, so it's hard to imagine downsizing that much. It's hard to imagine why we would leave a house where I can literally be a house hermit, as I like to call it. But I know that we will, and Brett has reassured me that if for any reason we don't love it, we can keep our old house, or we can move again. We can do whatever. We just are really in a position where we think it's important to just compromise. And
if we build this house, and even if we move and live in it for a little while, and we're not falling in love with it, and it's just not like the most perfect thing ever, and like we're going to bed happy at night about it, then we'll sell it and go find another perfect house, because environment's important.
It is very important. Okay, that was the update. I hope you guys enjoyed this. Let me know what you think about doing these kind of little updates. I'll try to label them appropriately so that those of you who are just here to really get life hacks and, you know, you don't like the shorter episodes, you want the longer episodes, that's cool too. But your feedback is really important to me. It's how we decide what we create, what events we put on, what you need, and how we can best serve you. So thanks for listening. Love ya.
Mean it.
That was good. This episode is brought to you by Smart Life Push Journal. Write that down. SmartLifePushJournal.com. It's a system I created over 5 years ago, which to date has helped over 500,000 people accomplish their goals, become more productive, healthier, and happier in the process. It revolves around the push goal principles. Now, if you don't know what a push goal is, no problem. The Smart Life Push Journal will actually walk you through the process of finding yours, creating it, and then accomplishing that goal and all the others on your list in less than 90 days. I've taught this system for countless years, and while it works for anyone who does it, it was difficult to help people develop the habit of just creating a push goal and then accomplishing 2 to 3 10-minute tasks each day around their push goal. Like, that seems like common sense, and you know that if you just do a few things each day towards your big goals that they're going to happen, but how do we make that a habit? Well, my 90-day goal setting system revolves around a physical journal that turns that concept into a habit. Now, if you're looking for one of those really fancy, pretty journals that has your whole year, plus your electricity bill, plus all of your birthday cards, and it's so big and so cumbersome, you can barely carry it around, this is not your journal. I've designed this journal because I was a journal junkie. I went through hundreds of journals. I tried to create my own. I played with apps. But after looking at the neuroscience behind physically writing out these tasks, after spending so much time trying to figure out complicated day tracking journal systems and realizing I was spending more time putting on fancy borders and tapes and colors, it just dawned on me, my whole purpose is about simplicity. Like, let's make things simple. Fewer decisions, fewer distractions, a lightweight, easy to carry with you, portable journal. It's a 90-day goal setting system where you'll set goals to accomplish in the next 90 days, and then you pluck away at them 30 days at a time. So you don't carry around with you a journal that holds a year's worth of information or even 90 days. You carry around 30 days at a time. And that's important because in my study and in working with hundreds of thousands of people just like you, I found that things come up that change your goals, that change your direction. Life throws you curveballs and you need that fluidity. At the same time, you need accountability. It's like walking around with a life coach in your bag, in your purse, in your hand. You'll always have it with you. That was key. Because if you don't have it with you, then your goals, your dreams, and the tasks that you need to accomplish in order to master your goals are out of sight, out of mind. It's simple. It's fast. It does two things. It helps you track your health and fitness, which also includes your diet and nutrition, your sleep, all things that make you better, healthier. And it helps you track your day, your life. So you intertwine both business and personal. This is for the stay-at-home mom. This is for the entrepreneur, the network marketer. This is for the college student. This is for the person whose dreams are so big, they don't have time to turn their day planner into another cumbersome, huge, overwhelming project. It's simple, and it also includes a complete video series that teaches you how to use a journal. Because if you're like me, I don't like to read instructions. But how you use this journal is what makes it so amazing. I can't wait for you to try this. I can't wait for you to develop this habit. I hope you'll check it out and learn more by going to smartlifepushjournal.com.